This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. You know, when it comes to the global supply chain, what can seem like relatively small changes can have pretty significant downstream consequences. Case in point, China announced today it would start requiring stricter permits on the exports of graphite, a key mineral for making pencils. But it's not just more expensive number twos we have to worry about. Graphite is also important for making electric vehicle batteries, and China produces two-thirds of the world's natural graphite, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Marketplace's Matt Levin has more on why this matters.
Graphite is kind of like the less attractive sibling of a diamond. Chemically, they're both pure carbon, and both are formed because of high pressure and temperatures. And while flaky, blackish-gray graphite won't be involved in any marriage proposals, it is key to all types of manufacturing.
From steel making to semiconductors to electric vehicle batteries.
Morgan Bazilian is a professor at the Colorado School of Mines. He says you basically can't build a lithium-ion battery without graphite, which means you can't build an EV without graphite. That's a lesson China learned decades ago when it invested heavily in graphite mining and refining.
They do not have the world's largest reserves, but they do have the largest production.
Mozambique and Brazil produce some graphite, but way less than China does. Hugues Jacquemin is the CEO of Northern Graphite, the only company with a major working mine in North America, in Quebec. He says rising graphite prices will spur more investment, but it takes time to get a new mine up and running and through environmental clearances.
Yeah, it would take anything between 10 to 25 years from the moment you identify your deposit.
Graphite is just the latest flashpoint in the China-U.S. trade war. Mary Lovely at the Peterson Institute for International Economics says China is partly just retaliating. The Biden administration earlier this week restricted computer chip exports there.
I think it's a demonstration of its own power. You mess with me, I can mess with you.
And meanwhile, you can pencil in higher costs for EVs if you can find a cheap pencil. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.